Hello and welcome to Grandma's Basketball Roundup. This is Tia and I'm joined by
Grandma Dolores.
Today is September 27th, 2014. This is episode number...
Number 9.
Today we talk about Sports Illustrated's top 100 players for the new season.
Grandma's crush of the week.
We're going to dive into Meta World Peace's new career in China.
And much, much more.
Grandma and I have the same horoscope. We're both Leos. And earlier today, when I was driving up here, I stopped and got coffee for us. And I saw our horoscope on a screen at the coffee bean. And this is what it said, Grandma. The crowd is hanging on your every word. Watch what you say. It's on the record. So I just wanted to say that as we begin today's podcast, we better watch what we say.
Oh, maybe I better go back and retract a lot of things that I'm repeating that I read or heard some other way.
Yeah, even the
police.
Exactly, the facts police are on their way here. We have Shannon, my sister Shannon, and Chelsea the dog with us today, and Shannon's on the computer trying to help us keep track of everything.
Hello.
So we will do our best to give you the most accurate facts as possible.
Chelsea will double check Shannon.
Yes, Chelsea the dog will be our... Yeah. Almost as if on cue, she's fact-checking.
Quiet.
Well, we can talk about the Lakers' new players.
Oh, yeah.
For the training camp, they have 19 total on their roster.
How many can they have?
They'll have to just cut it down to 12.
Oh, so they have to lose... Don't do that math for me. They have to lose 7 players. I think I got it right. Mm-hmm. 19 minus 12.
But some of them could be assigned to the D League.
All right. Some of them might go to the D League. Some of them
might make it to the squad, Julius
Randle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you would hope that because of him being their number one pick in the draft, that Julius Randle would deliver and make it to the squad.
Yes. And they're expecting good things of him, from what I read.
Do you know how old Julius Randle is?
He must be 21.
I think he's 19.
Oh, I've got 19 down here, but...
Yes, he's 19.
19 years old out of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And the oldest player on the team is...
Steve Nash.
40. Yeah. Old man.
Yeah, and they say this will be his last year.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine he'll go on much longer.
He'll have another career.
Do you think that he might become a coach, Steve Nash?
You know, I think he could. At least an assistant coach.
Yeah.
Because I'm amazed at some of the assistant coaches. Look at Mark Madsen. He was just the joy of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Mad Dog Madsen?
Mm-hmm. He really was interesting, but he was not a starter.
Mm-hmm.
And a star among them, except that he did come from Stanford.
Oh. Well, yeah, coaching is a whole other thing. It's knowing mm-hmm. every position on the court and being able to see, the opportunities and creating plays. And
thinking of that, I read an article and... Today's paper, I think it was, that Doc Rivers
yes.
was saying that their loss to Oklahoma City last year was because the coaches didn't tell the players what to do or the players didn't listen to what they told them.
Ooh.
Yes, and didn't do what they were told.
Mm.
Like foul Kevin Durant before he made that 3-pointer.
Oh.
And then they fouled Russell Westbrook and he made the last mm-hmm. point. And so the coaches do have a lot more responsibility than the average person like me thinks. They just sit there with their little pad of paper and keep their minutes.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I thought you were saying that they have more responsibility than you. The person watching.
They really do.
That's true.
But
they
when
do.
They do it, that's it.
Well, do you want to talk about the new Lakers coaches, or do you want to talk a little bit more about the lineup that's on their roster right now?
Let's talk about the coaches first.
Okay.
And I'm sorry to see some of the old coaches leave, or assistant coaches, but I'm so happy that Byron Scott is back, because I've always liked him, because I started watching the Lakers when he was playing.
Yeah.
So
he was playing. He was the mentor to Kobe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So who else is going to help Byron Scott?
Well, besides Mark Madsen.
Mm-hmm.
Is his one. And then...
Did Madsen and Scott play together?
No.
No? Okay. Madsen came after.
Yes, because, okay. Yes, he's younger.
Okay.
And Paul... sometimes the last name is Pressey, P-R-E-S-S-E-Y. He's from Tulsa.
Okay.
He's an assistant coach. And then there's still Jim E-Y-E-N-S, Ewens.
E-Y-E-N-S, Ewens, okay.
He's from UC Santa Barbara. That's the only three that I know of.
Okay.
And of course, Gary Vitti.
I don't know who Gary Vitti is.
You don't?
No.
Oh, he's been there for like 34 years.
Oh my gosh.
I think.
He's been there since Kobe was 3 years old.
Well,
2 years old.
Maybe we ought to check that out.
Shannon, our last
name?
V-I-T-T-I. He's been their trainer.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say he's an Italian guy.
I don't know.
V-I-T-T-I sounds Italian.
Okay. He is part of staff at LA Lakers. He's a trainer, writer, and an actor. But for some reason, he's only coming up on the Italian Wikipedia page.
So he is Italian.
Well,
he's only coming up on the Italian Wikipedia page.
I'm really sorry.
That's okay. Gary Vitti, if you're listening, tweet us at bballgrandma. Tell us all about yourself. Email us at grandmasbasketballroundup@gmail.com and let us know what you're up to, what your life story is, if we can have you on the show.
He's entering his 29th season as the team's athletic trainer. He's one of the best practitioners of his respective field, and he's had 28 years of service with the Lakers.
So it's 29 years. That was close enough. 34, 29.
But he's been there a long time.
Yes, long time. He's been there longer than Julius Randle's been alive. Let's just say that.
Yes.
Before that, he was with the Utah Jazz.
Oh.
Oh, maybe he's got 34 years of experience.
Could be.
Okay, but anyway, I like it. You know, he comes right out there on the floor and works with them and stretches their legs and everything. He's a nice looking man.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. Gary Vitti, Grandma approves.
Yeah. Okay, now the new players.
On the Lakers.
Yes. Did we mention Ronnie Price?
No. All we've mentioned is Randall at this point.
Okay. Ronnie Price, he is a guard.
Okay.
And he came from the Sacramento Kings, the Utah Jazz, Portland Trail Blazers, Phoenix Suns.
Do you know how tall he is?
6'2", I believe. That's from my memory.
Yep, you're right. 6'2". I just looked it up.
And then there's Keith Appling.
Okay, I can
see. Jabari Brown.
Yes, 21 years old.
He's from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Roscoe Smith. I like that last name because it's easy for me to pronounce. And then Jeremy Tyler. Now, I don't know anything about any of them.
But rounding out the team, more veterans, we have Carlos Boozer, Jeremy Lin, of course Kobe, Nash, Sacre, and Nick Young, of course, from USC.
Swaggy and Xavier.
And Xavier Henry and Jordan Hill.
Yes. I mean, I think they've got a good roster because in the LA Times.
Yes.
On September 27th, that's today.
Today's LA Times.
Yes, that Mitch says it, that they're building a team.
Mm-hmm. Mitch Kupchak, the GM for the Lakers.
And he's unfazed by the rejection of Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James.
Well, that's good.
Yes, I'm not fazed disappointed that
either.
They're not coming. Anyway, he said that he thinks that Kobe's going to have an excellent year.
Oh, yeah?
If the Lakers need 30 or 35 any night, that he thinks Kobe will give them that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, when you read that he said that, what was the first thing that came through your mind?
Oh, he's my crush of the week, but he's really not. So, but he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He said nice things about Kobe. Do you want to tell me, Grandma, who your crush of the week is, if it's not the GM of the Lakers?
It's KD.
KD, Kevin Durant.
Yeah, he's right along with Swaggy P.
As one of your favorites?
Mm-hmm. Kobe tops them all. But we could build a pyramid. Kobe on top.
Okay.
And then Kevin and Swaggy.
Below. And then below that pyramid, you have Ibaka.
And Xavier.
Xavier.
I loved Xavier's name.
Yeah, I do too. Xavier Henry.
And then we could put Steph Curry.
Oh, yeah, Steph Curry on that
down,
same.
The next one.
Oh, okay.
He's down. And then even Klay Thompson could be on that line, too. So I like him.
And Anthony Davis has to fit in there somewhere because he's been your crush of the week twice. Kevin Durant was just listed as Sports Illustrated did their top 100 players of the season, and they put him as number two. You know who number one was? She's giving me that look. She knows.
The one that says that he's the leader?
Yes, the one that says he's the leader of his team.
Right.
LeBron James, listed as number one.
And
you really disagree with Sports Illustrated on that, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do. Where is Kobe on that list?
Kobe Bryant's listed as number nine. But that's pretty good considering he played, what, six games last season?
Six games, yes.
Yeah, so people really haven't seen him play healthy in over a season. And they're still giving him the credit of being in the top 10. So, you know, that just gives him something to climb for.
Right.
Reach for.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to go down this list and I want you to tell me a little bit about how you feel. LeBron James. Number one.
No, he's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
But he just brags about himself too much.
Yeah.
And thinks that he is the, well, he says that he's the leader of his team. And he went to Miami to get championships.
Mm-hmm.
But if he could get championships, why didn't he stay in Cleveland if he was that good?
Right.
One person cannot do it alone.
Exactly. Oh. But you have told me a couple of good things about LeBron.
That he has a couple cute boys.
He has a couple of cute kids.
Yeah. And that he said that before he made up his mind to leave Miami and go back to Cleveland. Now, I've read this, so
mm-hmm.
you just have to take the word that I'm passing on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gossip. It's just passing on words.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he talked to his sons first about going home. And they were all excited. They said, go back to their friends and to their old school and to their old house. And they were very happy. And he said, do it. So that's the reason that LeBron made up his mind.
So he takes advice from 10-year-old boys.
Right.
Mm-hmm. but that's really nice, though, to hear that he had his family weigh in on the decision. So there is a little bit of redeeming qualities.
Yes.
Number two, Kevin Durant, your crush of the week. What can we say about him that hasn't already been said?
There is so much a person should say about him. But when Kevin Durant first started playing in Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
as the first really that I remember him, that he would, every summer, he would go to Texas to visit his grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about his grandma a lot.
Yeah.
And that was my first love for Kevin Durant, because he really loved his grandma.
Yeah.
And I just thought he was such a nice young man.
Really,
I
sweet.
Really, really respect these young people like you and Shannon that love your grandma and that they're not afraid to show their affection.
Aww.
I think I mentioned this once before. Your brother, Nick,
mm-hmm.
when he was in sixth grade, I volunteered at school for teach sewing.
Okay.
And so I'd go up, and I had two sewing classes. So I did the first one, which included Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next class came in. I worked with them. And then the third class was Nick's class returning to that room for another subject. And I was getting ready to leave. And Nick came over and gave me a kiss, my grandma, in front of all of his peers. And that just,
aww,
very sweet.
Well, yeah, you're a very special person.
So I have the greatest grandchildren.
Aww.
None of the NBA players can compare with them.
One of my things I remember you doing in school was, I was in a thing called the Bluebirds, which was like Girl Scouts, but it was different. And every meeting that we would have, it would be another kid's turn to bring snacks. So everyone always brought cookies or cupcakes or whatever it was. And I remember that Grandma went and got everybody hot fudge sundaes from McDonald's. And that is big time. It was like the best snack ever. Sweet treats. Okay, Grandma, so the next player on the list, number three, is Chris Paul. I know you like him, okay.
Yes.
I know you're not a huge Clippers fan.
Yes, but I was disappointed that, it wasn't his fault,
mm-hmm.
that the NBA rejected his trade to the Lakers.
Yeah.
And yet then they let him come to the Clippers.
That was BS.
Yes. It just... never could understand why they did that.
Yeah. Well, it's because the owners, they blocked the trade because they didn't want Chris Paul to leave New Orleans.
Right.
That's why it's BS.
Yeah. And he's got cute commercials.
He's got cute commercials. We talked about them last mm-hmm. week.
And the little boy.
Yeah. And his mm-hmm. brother, Cliff. His yeah. twin brother, Cliff. That really is his twin brother. Most people don't know that. What if we started that rumor? Or what if we just now on this podcast discovered that he didn't really have a twin brother? Like, what if we really thought that was the true story of Chris Paul, that he was separated at birth?
Oh, yes.
Number four, we've talked about before, Tony Parker.
Yes, Tony Parker's, I've liked him for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And
used to be married to Eva Longoria.
Right, and now he's...
married to his baby mama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we talked about that, too.
Yeah, Tony Parker's originally from France.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he probably speaks French.
And he didn't play in the FIBA either.
I heard that none of the Spurs were allowed to play. This is what I heard on the radio, anyway, that none of the Spurs... collectively played, and that the Spurs organization told them not to.
Didn't Patty Mills play?
I don't know who that is. they let the insignificant players play.
No, Patty Mills is a good player.
I looked it up, and it says Patty Mills did not play for Australia this year.
Oh.
Okay, Grandma, the next person on the list is Russell Westbrook, Oklahoma City.
Yeah, he's... He's from LA here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's good.
Yeah.
I agree with them that Chris Paul is better.
You agree?
Yes. But Russell Westbrook, he can take it from one basket to the other,
mm-hmm.
and just dribble and get down there and make those baskets. So he's really good, too.
Yeah, he is.
Yes. On an average team, he would be outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Serge Ibaka is listed as number 29 on the list.
Ooh, he should be higher than that.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Well, this isn't the cuteness list.
No, this, no. Ibaka, he's a good player.
No, he's really good. If it hadn't been for him, Oklahoma would have gotten swept by San Antonio. That's mm-hmm. the dog agreeing with us.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we move on here, and we can talk about the more from the list on future episodes, because we've got 100 players, so we've got tons to talk about on that. Okay. We could go on for
hours.
So
we're leaving off with Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, we just went through the top five.
Okay.
Let's talk about Meta World Peace.
Oh.
Former Laker, formerly known as...
As Ron Artest.
And now he's going to be playing at
China.
In China, yes. And his new nickname is... Do you know what his new name is going to be in China?
No.
The Panda's Friend.
Oh, I did hear that too.
It's true. Shannon just laughed. I don't know if you could hear that, but... His new Chinese name is The Panda's Friend, and he debuted this week the new shoes that were made for him. Google Meta World Peace shoes, and you will see the most amazing shoes that I've ever seen on an NBA player. What do they look like, Grandma?
Well, he has more than one pair and more than one color.
Yes.
He has black ones and he has white ones.
Yes.
And it's attached to the tongue of the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a white panda on a white shoe, and a black panda on a black shoe.
Yes, so he has a panda head on the tongue of his shoe that he'll be playing with.
And then during the game, though, he will pull the panda off and throw it to a fan in the crowd.
And then that person will be known as the panda's friend for the rest of the game. That was the article that we read earlier this week. I also read conflicting reports that the panda head is actually not detachable. So we'll just have to find out which one is true once he starts playing.
Yeah.
But I actually like that it would be detachable. I think that would be a fun way to get people out to the game. And to
just like getting a baseball.
Exactly, getting a foul ball, but even more rare.
Mm-hmm. World Peace has... He's changed a lot.
He has changed a lot.
In the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. He did get suspended, though. Remember when the Lakers made the playoffs a couple years ago? He was suspended for the first couple of games because he elbowed... I think it was James Harden.
No, it was LeBron James, wasn't it?
Was it?
Did he elbowed him in the neck.
Yeah. For some reason, I thought it was Harden. It was one of the people that's been your disappointment before.
Yes. One of the two.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably my elbow that pushed.
It was you. You were sending
invisible
thoughts into his head.
Yes.
So, over the course of the podcast, we talked a little bit about how some of the players have met their current partners. Kobe met his wife through an agent. His agent set up their date, and apparently Nick Young and Iggy Azalea also met that way. How did you meet Grandpa? Did your agents set you up on a date?
No, I didn't like Grandpa.
When you first saw him.
Right. Uh-huh. The first time I saw him,
mm-hmm.
it was at the YWCA.
Okay.
And they had every Friday night the Bombardier, which was dancing for teenagers.
Oh.
So, anyway, when I went there with a group of girlfriends and saw Grandpa for the first time, he was playing the drums. It was the North High Jazz Band that played there every Friday night.
This is in Des Moines, Iowa, North High School Jazz Band. Okay.
And he played the drums,
mm-hmm.
and that's when I first saw him. I didn't meet him.
Yeah.
And then...
And you were like, I don't like that.
No. The piano player, I thought was cute. And then the next thing I know is that I moved into Des Moines on the street. And guess what we hear across the street?
Drums.
Drums, right. He's playing drums.
And you went, oh, great. We live across the street from someone who plays the drums.
Yeah.
Everyone loves that. It's like top number one thing that people look for when they're moving into a new house. We actually have someone who plays the drums in our apartment building right now, and it's very annoying.
And so...
But I don't think they were probably as good as Grandpa was.
No.
So this was when you were in high school?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he was in high school.
Mm.
And
you were the same age?
No, I'm a little bit older.
Well, 1 month older.
But anyway, we didn't go to the same school, but we were both in high school, and one day I was washing the windows of the front porch,
mm-hmm.
and I was on a ladder, and Jean and the neighbor boys were playing ball in the street, football, and I guess Jean missed a catch or something, and they said, Jean, watch what you're doing. And he said, how can I with that across the street?
And that's when you went, I don't like this guy.
Yeah.
I am not a that.
I got off that ladder and I went in and told my mother that I was not going to wash windows anymore. And so anyway, I didn't like him. And one day I was out mowing my lawn.
Okay.
Or our lawn. And... because it was my two brothers and mom and myself that lived there. And I was mowing the lawn. And next thing I know, a little boy, about 10 years old, came over and said, the boy across the street told me to come over and mow your lawn. And I said, oh, well, what do you want to mow my lawn for? He said, because I want to go to a movie, so I want some money.
Oh.
So I said, okay, mow the lawn. And you can imagine how
really
a 10-year-old could push a lawnmower,
because
it was not an electric or anything. Then he changed his mind.
The boy?
The boy changed his mind. I was his girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
And I think everyone could hear him throughout the whole neighborhood.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're my girlfriend.
So Grandpa's plan to send a boy over to mow your lawn backfired.
Right. So anyway... I was hoping he'd hurry up and leave because my mom would be coming home and the lawn needed repair. So anyway, I paid him and told him he should go. Well, then it was about the next day or so, my sister wanted me to go to the grocery store for her. So I went to the grocery store because the ice cream stand used to be about 2 blocks away,
mm-hmm.
and it was just along the sidewalk, and I wanted some ice cream. So I thought, oh, I'll go to the store, because I had to walk past there. And then when I came back out and walked down the street, guess who was getting ice cream?
Grandpa.
Right. And... So then,
you're getting ice cream.
And I know what, I wanted to get ice cream, but he was up there getting ice cream. So I walked right on past the ice cream stand on my way home. And then I could hear his heel plates.
On his shoes?
On his shoes, on the sidewalk. And it just seemed like the faster I walked, the faster the heel plates came after me. And pretty soon he said, hey, you. And I said, oh, me? And he said, how did you like that help I sent over? And I said, oh, I didn't know you sent him over. But I said, he mowed the lawn. And And that's just about all. We said, we get down the corner, and I cross at the corner, although I could have just walked on his side of the street till we got opposite my house, but I ended it at the corner.
Mm-hmm.
But before we entered, he said, would you like to have some theater passes? And I said, oh, yes. And so he said, at my work, I can get you some theater passes. And I said, oh, okay. So I crossed the street and go. And then...
because you worked in a movie theater, so he offered you free tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the next day, I think it was it, he brought over the movie tickets.
Mm.
And my mom and I went to the movie.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
Or actually, it goes on for a long time after that. But yeah. That's how you met.
Yes.
So there were no agents involved at that point.
Oh, I forgot that I was a little boy.
Oh, the little boy was the agent. Okay. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Nope, that's it for this week.
Yes, I think that.
Maybe next week we'll do a preview for the new season, and I'll get you to tell me your predictions for the East, the West, and all the different divisions. Does that sound good?
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay, thank you for listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup, and thank you, Shannon and Chelsea, for joining us today. You can follow us on Twitter now at BballGrandma. That's the handle, BballGrandma. So please follow us on Twitter. We'll start putting up Grandma's thoughts each day. And you can also email us questions and comments to grandmasbasketballroundup@gmail.com. And you can subscribe now on iTunes. Search for us on iTunes, Grandma's Basketball Roundup. Or go to the website, grandmasbasketballroundup.com. That's it for this week.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.